The PCR test is considered the gold standard of testing. It's so sensitive that evidence of the virus can be detected long after your symptoms have ended. Utah State University President Noel Cockett says even before the weekly requirement, students in Logan have been driving through a testing site near the Maverick football stadium for that test.
For symptomatic people, those that have the type of symptoms or possibly been exposed, that's the one they really hope that people will test with because it does have that really high sensitivity.
Rapid tests being offered at the recently opened Taggart Student Center ballroom may not be as accurate. In some cases, this test can give a false negative result.
For people who want peace of mind or worry that they might have COVID or like our weekly testing, these more rapid tests work well. If they're positive, they're definitely positive. If they're negative, there is a 1 to 5% chance that you are in fact positive.
So which test should students take between now and Friday when in-classroom instruction ends for the semester?
So you have to ask yourself, did you feel like you had symptoms? If you went over to the East Stadium, you were negative, you would be very confident in that result. If you had gone over, though, to the Taggart Student Center ballroom, you felt you had symptoms, you were negative, you may still want to run over to the East Stadium. If you were just needing to get tested because of this weekly testing, you were negative, you could feel fairly sure that you're okay.
All USU students and staff, both in Logan and throughout the state, can register for testing by logging into Aggie Health. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.